The author wishes to dedicate the Spire to his father, Milton Clay Bliss, a peerless prince of priceless poesy. The Cary Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 tolerable episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the Spire. The author wishes to inform you, dear listeners, that he is well aware of your negative feelings caused by the gratuitous use of cliffhangers. However, the author also likes tweaking his listeners. Keep them on their toes, he told me with a wicked smile. Anyways, let us return to the top of the Spire, where Buddy Buxton, Dr. Anika Allen Cavendish, Brad Satterwhite, and the mysterious Barnard, better known as Mr. Voice, are rebelling against the even more mysterious entity who calls herself the Unknown One.
There is something none of you know. I am an augment.
A what?
An augment. From the outside, I am a balding, paunchy old man with bags under his eyes and a badly fitted suit. But inside... 2 years ago, I was equipped with an artificial intelligence device. Not from Memedyne, I might add. Those clowns are too obsessed with market share to do any real work. The device enables me to access the company's supercomputer at any time. I merely act confused so people can relate to me. It has the added benefit of blocking out unwarranted intrusions on my cognitive processes. It's like a little brain shield. So, young lady, you can cloud their minds, but you can't stop mine. The process of liquefaction lasts several hours, and we'll all have a chance to escape. Astral Weeks, 10 to the 7th, Truth and Beauty, Magnolia, Ingrid Bergman. Those are the spoken words that just activated the melt sequence. The Spire will be a puddle of steel and carbon in several hours.
You are so full of shit. So delusional. That's impossible. I'm in control here, Barnard, and you and all the others will do my bidding.
Wrong again, sister. Touch your finger to that beam. It's already damp. Humanity has won, and you, little Miss Selfwill, have been defeated. Mr. Buxton, I think you will find that your mobile phone works now.
Barnard, I had no idea you could do this. I mean, you're smart, but I...
My young friend, a good boss always keeps little surprises in waiting for his subordinates.
This is all a lot to take in.
Yes, it is. By the way, young woman, I haven't met you.
Dr. Anika Cavendish, professor of astrophysics and daiquiri fan.
You've a good head on your shoulders. If you get tired of academia, I think we can make a place for you.
That's code for sign your life away and work strange hours.
I work strange hours anyway, and I get to stay home. No thanks.
Excuse me! As an entity of my prowess, I insist on your total attention!
We tried that. Look what almost happened to us.
I think you've overstayed your welcome.
You have no idea how much you're turning down. The solution to all of your problems.
We lack problems.
What? How can you?
I mean, we don't really lack them. I mean, we wish they'd go away, but we accept them for what they are. Challenges.
Uh-huh.
Challenges make us work harder. There were plenty of problems building the Spire. But we overcame them. We learned from them, and we built a better one.
So, curing all our problems...
makes us unteachable.
It's the silver platter syndrome.
Stop it!
Stop what?
Talking around me as if I'm not here!
Some people need to be in on everything.
Maybe there's a planet out there that will pay more attention to your, prowess.
one that needs you so much.
And isn't so full of stubborn people like us.
Stubborn. That's us.
We're famous for it.
Infamous, really. Ask any of the other gods. We're bad news from the moment we hit the porch.
Huh?
Newspaper, porch, work with me, okay?
Right. You'll be worshipped.
Venerated.
They'll make statues to you, oh unknown one.
There's a world in the Orion Nebula that's very gullible. I haven't seen them in a while. They could use my special blend of curlish charm and timeless wisdom.
Yes, you'd better leave right now. They could be in big trouble at this very instant.
Big, big trouble.
So big.
Positively humongous.
Oh, good one, Barnard.
You Earth folk are smarter than I thought. Don't fret, my little chickadees. Your days of existential dread are about to end. Away!
Nicely played, folks.
Damn, we're good.
Yes, but...
Oh, don't be a downer, Anika.
Down, exactly? How do we get down?
Fear not. One call solves it all.
There has been very little activity for the last 15 minutes. Don't these people know what makes a good visual? This is television, not life. Wait a moment. Oh my, this is extraordinary. That little girl in the blue dress, the one who seems to be calling all the shots, has vanished into thin air. Buddy Buxton and the other three are looking at each other in amazement. Mr. Buxton is now making a call. Oh, that's me again. Viewers, I better take this call. Excuse me just a moment. Mr. Buxton, is that you? Are you all right? Good. What? The chopper noise is... Can we take you down? Down where? Oh, down to the ground. Silly me. I got my words scrambled. Well, yes, I have room in the chopper for you. And it will look really good on my resume, but the others... Oh, of course, we can take you one at a time. I'll just ask my producer. Fine, we'll do it. And, oh, my producer says don't dawdle. Waiting around eats into the fuel budget. Okay, great. We're about to pick you up. Oh, this is so cool. Humanitarianism and career advancement at the same time. I haven't been this excited since my Benoit balls arrived in the mail. Oh, golden memories. All right, Keisha, be a journalist. Save the juicy details for your blog. Viewers, we'll be signing off now to transport the four Intrepid Squire people to safety. This is Keisha Roberts for Channel 63 Newsapalooza.
That Keisha, she'll go far, won't she? I know. It worries me, too. The scene now flashes forward 2 weeks. Flushed with victory, the Fight the Tower movement is throwing a wingding at the nearby park as the government figures out how to dispose of 200 tons of molten slag. This seems like a soiree that's well worth crashing. Follow me.
Malong, Melodia. Let's look at the bounce house.
Oh, God, Ivana. That's so 20th century. I hate this party. No one is smoking. I can't bum a cig off anyone. At home, I could get cancer all day just walking down the street.
Smoking is bad for you, sweetie.
Oh, please. With all my homeland's industrial waste and cheap booze, smoking doesn't even show up on the radar.
I may be in danger of being corrupted by my own daughter.
Hey, who's that guy in the sweatshirt? He's hot in a bourgeois kind of way.
That's Eddie and his girlfriend. He's 10 years older than you.
Huh, she's a string bean. I could show him a thing or two.
If I hadn't conceived you in 2013, I would swear you were 37.
I can't help it if I'm precocious.
Melodia, when I was your age...
Oh, please. I've seen you on Instagram. You were wild from the beginning.
Oh, look, there's Brad and Drew. Let's go mingle with them.
Wow, she's hot, too. Hover, hover, I dig the mocha cheeks.
Melodia, you're supposed to have your gender fluidness when you're in college. 9 is way too young.
I'm not going to college. I'm going to join the Peace Corps and meet up with some hot volunteer in cargo pants.
Oh, you will be celebrating your 30th birthday in 2 weeks. Hello, lovebirds.
Hey, Ivana. You're chipper today.
Hearing about my daughter's drinking habits has encouraged me to take a booze break. I feel good this afternoon, despite having to chaperone a dangerous 9-year-old.
Hi, Melodia. I'm Brad. Mama's told me all about you.
Ivana, you promised. I do the spin control, not you.
So tell me, you two. The rumor mill says you're tying the knot soon.
Well, it's hard to schedule all the families. We haven't set a date. So many things to plan and decide. It's getting on my nerves. I even snapped at a customer yesterday. I will be so glad when it's all over and we can settle down to being Mr. and Mrs. Rochelle Satterwhite.
Don't you mean Satterwhite Rochelle? Hey, look over there. I do believe I see Buddy Buxton and the Reverend Smithwick Summersby. I'd heard they were no longer an item.
Oh, I hope they make up.
I thought about you up there, Pookie. I thought about you a lot.
When I turned on my TV and saw you on the roof, I started praying there and then. I'm glad you're safe.
It was a close call, honey.
You just called me honey.
Slip of the tongue. Sorry.
Don't be. I missed hearing it.
I think of you all the time, Pookie. When I pass by the church, when I hear Sam Cook, everything.
The spirit blows where she will. Do you think God is trying to tell us something?
I'm not so sure about God anymore. I thought he meant for me to build the spire. Now that it's gone, I don't know what to do. It was the high point of my life.
I know.
You hated the spire.
I hated it, yes. For what it would do to this community, but also for what it did to you. When it melted, my spirit sensed a disappointed little boy.
I don't know what to say, Pookie.
The caring is still here, buddy.
For me, too. You look really good today.
So do you. Green's a good color on you. I have an idea.
I'm listening.
There's a pancake universe just 5 blocks from here.
Do tell.
I'm sure there's an open booth.
Big enough to play footsie?
Now, Mr. Buxton, if I didn't know you better, I would say I'd just been propositioned.
Take my arm, Reverend. I'm back in the mood for hotcakes and lots of syrup.
Lead on, McDuff.
I looked him up. He's quite a guy.
Hey, check this out. Buddy and the Rev just left arm in arm.
Love is in the air. Hey, Eddie, Esme, over here.
Hey, guys. Hey, Brad, have you met Esme?
A pleasure. I've been wondering about this mysterious woman who has swivel-headed young Eddie.
Oh, jeez.
You two getting along?
We're on our 17th date.
Dear, you don't have to keep count after 5.
But my blog is organized by our dates. I've got a top 10 and everything.
10 out of 17? What am I going to do with you?
Later on, the nasty, I hope.
Oops, TMI!
OMG, those kids.
So when are you two getting married?
That's the question of the week.
So let's stop the question.
Beg your pardon?
Let's get married right now.
Right now?
Cold feet, Mr. Satterwhite?
Well, no, but this is awfully soon.
It's a fine day, and your mother and my parents are less than 30 minutes away.
I need to think.
Take 2 steps forward.
What?
Just take 2 steps forward. I've seen you walk. I know you can do it.
Okay, here I am.
Now take me in your arms and kiss me like you mean it.
Okay.
We gotta try kissing like that.
Yeah, that's a movie star kiss.
Now, have I convinced you?
Lord, yes. Let's get married here and now.
Don't you need a minister?
Yeah, and the only one I know just left.
Oh, call her. They're probably still close.
This is so cool.
After being called back from their hotcake reunion, two surprised lovebirds return to the festivities. Brad and Drew call their parents. As word spreads, a happy crowd gathers around the gazebo.
Oh, look at them. They are so cute together. I could just reach out and hug the stuffings out of them. Don't you think they're just adorable, honey?
Yes, they are cute.
Aw, lighten up, honey. This is a wedding. Show a little pizzazz.
I don't do pizzazz.
You could use a little spark, sugar. Put a little color in your cheeks. Have you got a man?
Excuse me?
Have you got a man? A main squeeze. You're a good-looking woman. You should get laid now and then.
You must be one of those extroverts I keep hearing about.
You're damn right I'm an extrovert. I work for the Memedyne Corporation. I pull down $750 plus bonuses and stock options. And if being an extrovert is what it takes, sign me up. What do you do, sugar?
I'm a professor of astrophysics. I study the secrets of the universe.
Well, someone has to do that, I guess.
Milodia, for the last time, stop taking selfies. The whole world knows what you look like by now.
There are poor people in Zimbabwe who have not been exposed to my magnificence.
I bet you could be your own reality TV show.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's not a compliment.
Isn't it nice of Eddie and Esme to be our best man and maid of honor?
Yeah, too bad we couldn't get that cat to be our ring bearer.
Service is just not in their blood. You ready for the best day of your life, sweetie?
Wouldn't miss it for anything.
Isn't your mom beautiful?
I just wish Dad were alive to see this.
He's here in spirit, sweetie.
Your folks are resplendent.
Ooh, trotting out the vocabulary, I see.
That's a big day. Here comes the Reverend.
My friends, let me say I am honored to have been asked to officiate by these young people. It's a great day for love. Love rises above all things, even when they seem to have fallen apart.
Good thought, honey.
I believe in using the old words. They have such power. My late husband and I were married by the Episcopalians, using words from 1662. They worked for us, and Brad and Drew, they'll work for you.
Amen.
Let us begin. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate instituted by God in the time of man's innocency, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church. It is not to be taken in hand unadvisedly, lightly, or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained.
She's rocking.
Hush! It was ordained for the mutual society, help and comfort that the one ought to have for the other, both in prosperity and adversity.
I'm going to cry.
Eyehole. Big eyehole.
Y'all hush, you hear?
Bradford Whitcomb, Satterwhite, wilt thou have this woman as thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Drusilla Angelina Rochelle, would thou have this man for thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance, in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee unto him so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Obey? Come on.
Be nice for once.
Please join hands. Drew?
I hope I've got all this memorized. Pookie insisted, and I've had very little time.
You'll do fine.
I, Drusilla Angelina, take thee, Brad, to be my wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love, cherish, and to obey, till death do us part, according to God's holy ordinance, and thereto I give thee my troth.
Perfect.
Brad?
I, Bradley Whitcomb, take thee, Drusilla, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part, according to God's holy orphanage, ordinance, and thereto I plight thee my troth.
What's a troth?
I'm not sure, but we gotta get one.
Sounds dirty.
Brad, the ring.
Oh, with this ring I thee wed. With my body I thee worship. And with all my worldly goods I thee endow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Those who God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. For as much as Brad and Drew have consented together in holy wedlock, we have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given in pledge their troth either to the other, and have declared the same by giving and receiving a ring, and by joining of hands. I pronounce that they be man and wife together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let the party commence. You done good, Pookie. You done good.
Just a little something I had in my back pocket.
You know, Pooks?
Pooks?
Yeah. Maybe we should do this here vows thing.
Maybe. Let's do the rumba and think about it.
Let the good times roll, y'all. Let no one put asunder, indeed. I wonder what asunder means. I guess it means have Brad and Drew over for dinner real soon and set extra places for Buddy and the Rev. And there you are, dear listeners, the story of the spire, the biggest thing to pierce the heavens since, I don't know, the jewel in the crown of the triangle and other highfalutin phrases. It was not meant to be, but it was a thing to behold while it lasted. Production of the spire has been underwritten by Memodyne Wedding Planners. Let MWP handle all the details of your nuptials, from drinks to canapes, to tacky bridesmaids' dresses, to snarky groomsmen. With MWP, it'll be an occasion you'll never forget, even if you want to. Oh, shoot. I have to say this again. This has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
My name is Christian O'Neill. I am the recording artist. I coined that myself. I was born in Greensville, South Carolina, but grew up in North Carolina around the Raleigh area. I am the son of D. O'Neill and Carrie O'Neill. My last role was I was in Church and State with Interact. And I love theater because I get to try lots of different things, including design, acting, directing, producing. I just like trying different things, and Theater is a great community for trying out new things because everyone's so lovely to work with.
My name is Larry Bliss. I play Eddie Page and Dimitri. I was born in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I am the son of Gert Bliss and Milton Bliss. My last position was the stagehand in Illuminated Dresses for Odyssey Stage. I love theater because it's the most fun I think a human being can possibly have.